Yeah, we technically went over what we call our federal funding cliff on September 30th of last year in 2017. Congress did not appropriate community health center funding to organizations like ours and has been doing month-to-month funding through what's called a continuing resolution at the federal level. Congress has before it this week the opportunity to fully fund community health centers at the federal level, and we are very hopeful that they will do so as part of a continuing resolution vote this week to fund community health centers for at least the next 2 to 3 years.
Many people throughout the country will be wearing red in support of this. Could you explain what's behind that?
Ultimately, we want to raise awareness. It's a red alert so that folks know that their local community health centers, one, are extraordinary assets that serve the community. So for Mountain Family, for example, we serve more than 19,000 patients across Pitkin, Garfield, Eagle, and Rio Blanco counties, providing affordable, comprehensive medical, dental, and behavioral health care to communities in need. And two, it's really to let our local communities know that it is incumbent upon Congress to take action and to fully fund community health centers, whether it's in Glenwood Springs, Alaska, Alabama, or Washington, D.C. We're proud of a more than 50-year history of bipartisan support from Republicans, Democrats, and independents. We've gotten to the point where it's really time for Congress to act, put its money where its mouth is, and fully fund community health centers.
You mentioned in an op-ed that you wrote that Mountain Family has already had to decrease staff. How significantly?
So back in October, heartbreakingly, when Congress didn't make the appropriation to community health centers, we reduced 15 positions out of our budget. At the end of the day, that impacted 3 human beings in our organization, which is 3 too many. Ultimately, being on month-to-month funding has created a situation that makes it really hard for us to plan, for us to grow, and for us to continue to provide jobs to the amazing staff that we already have. So, yes, we did make some really hard decisions back in October. We are very hopeful that Congress will act so that we don't have to further reduce our workforce.
And could you go into what's at stake right now, not only for your employees, but your patients?
It puts at risk a little over $3 million a year that comes into Mountain Family Health Centers that provides important medical, dental, and behavioral health care to low-income populations and families, especially low-income uninsured individuals in the community that oftentimes don't have another health care choice or can't afford their health care. And so that funding is at risk, which ultimately means thousands of individuals and families in our community are at risk of losing access to affordable health care via Mountain Family Health Centers.
Well, thank you very much, Ross Brooks, CEO for Mountain Family Health Centers.
Thank you.